Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of the Living God. Good to be here this morning in your place of listening. Thank you so much for tuning us in. Trust that you are getting ready to be in the house of God today. A beautiful day to go to church in and be where God's people are, where the Lord is, His Spirit is. And of course, if you're saved, He's indwelling you also. So it's good to be here now this morning in church time at 10 o'clock here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Sunday school, of course, then 10:45 for worship service, and 5 o'clock for the evening service, and 7 on Wednesday. So you come and be with us throughout this week, and I believe you'll be blessed of God if you'll do that. Good to be in your place of listening this morning. I want to send it out to all the shut-ins that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you. May the songs and the message from the Word of God will be something that you need in your heart today. I fully believe there's somebody out there that needs something this broadcast will have on today. You're needing something. Only God knows, but He knows exactly how to lead and guide and direct the broadcast time and try to be a help unto you. So it's good to be here this morning. I want to pray for your needs today. There's so many that needs prayer. We all know someone that's lost that needs a Savior. They may not even know it yet, but I tell you, the Holy Ghost can get a hold of their hearts if we'll pray for them. And let's pray for your needs and your loved ones that may be unsaved, those that's out of church. You're not in church today. You're not where you ought to be with God if you're saved. And you can't be right with God and out of church. You can't be, because something's wrong. Keep you away from God's house. Jesus Christ died for the church, gave Himself for the church, wrote letters to the church, encouraged the church, and made a statement, said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, because He's going to put it upon His right, Himself the rock. And so you're out of the will of God if you're out of church today, and that sin, the sight of God, as something else is keeping you from going. And so you need to get right with God today. Hope it'll be a help to your life and your heart today. Father, we bow in your presence this morning. Thank you for this day. Privilege, Lord, once again to be in the house of God at the broadcast time. We ask you, God, to bless it today and use it for your glory, blessing the services throughout the day. Pray the Spirit of God might be manifest Himself in our hearts and lives throughout the day, and the message, the Word of God, the songs, and the testimonies of the saints of God. I pray, have your will and way, Father. Help our nation today to get right with you. Oh, God, there's so much sin in America today, so much sin in our communities, in our cities, in our countryside. There's so much sin everywhere. It's getting worse and worse, Lord. You told us it would, and we believe what you say. It's going to get worse. Now, thank you for helping us through these things that we're facing as God's people. I want to thank you for that. And I pray you'd help today in our nation, Lord, somehow speak to hearts, speak to individuals. It's going to be one by one now that you need to get in. And I pray, God, that you'd bring conviction upon them today. Have your will and way in all you do for us. We'll honor you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you. Be an uplift to your heart today. You listen as she sang this morning. Amen.
Pearly gates glisten, the golden streets gleam.
decide we're going to make it. Thank God all the way. And Jesus Christ said, I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And what a blessing that is, knowing the assurance of our Lord and his presence with us, keeping us daily. And told his disciples that I hadn't lost a one. Look at these 12, I hadn't lost a one. And of course, Satan, you know, Judas, he never was saved. But Jesus didn't lose a one, not a one. John chapter 17, you'll read that. But in Revelation chapter 1 this morning, Revelation chapter 1, I want to turn there for just a few minutes today. And I was there in the about three verses last week and after these verses. But I want to start verse 1 tonight, this morning rather. And try to bring to you the message we feel the Lord would have us to bring to your hearts today. Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. I want to try to use this passage today for just a few minutes this morning. And God has got a message. We notice in this chapter, Jesus, of course, it's his revelation. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. And so God, you got a God with a message in this verse today. There's a God with a message, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. God gave this message unto Jesus, and Jesus gave it to his servant John, the angel did, and then wrote it to the seven churches that's in Asia, and of course to us today. I'm glad, thank God, that he did. And so there's a God with a message in here, and that's very important today. Now, folks today have shut their minds to God. They've shut their ears to the Lord. They don't recognize God. But I'm telling you, brother, God's got a message for this world today. He's certainly got a message. So God has a message, and the world had better sit up and listen when God speaks, when the Word of God even is preached and proclaimed and read and understood. And folks need to listen to it. There's a God with a message. And God's in control of this thing. You may not think so today, but God is still in control of this thing today. Now, I know the devil's the prince of the power of the air, but he's under subjection to God. He answers to God. I'm telling you, brother, listen, God's got his thumb on his destiny. He knows where he's going one day, out to the lake of fire. That's exactly where he's going. And he knows that, and God has got a God with a message. And of course, he's writing to the churches. He's writing to you and I that are saved by the grace of God. He's writing to us that need something for the world that we're living in. We need something for the life that we're living. Every one of us has got an individual life that we're living for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need something from God to live that life. And he knew that. And so he here's a message from God. Revelation is a message from God Almighty. Amen. Thank God for that. He hadn't forgot about his people. He hadn't cast his people aside. No, sir. We haven't been thrown out with the bathwater. We're saved by the grace of God. We're born into the family of God. We're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're indwelt by the Holy Ghost of God that took his abode up in our hearts when we got saved by the grace of God. And so here's a message from God in this chapter today, which God gave unto him. God gave it unto him. God gave this message unto him. So what you read through the book of Revelation, it comes directly from God. Amen. God gave it to him. Now, there's one that he could give it to him and he could rest assured it was going to be exactly like he gave it and that's what Jesus did. Now, we've been studying back over in John chapter 13, 14, been studying about Jesus And of course, when Jesus was teaching about his Father, he said, I'm the Son of God. He's my Father. And what he tells me to speak, that I speak. And so here's a message from God Almighty. And when Jesus speaks it, that comes from God, then he gives it unto the angel. And the angel gives it unto John. And John writes it unto you and I, to the churches. And brother, it's from God. Amen. It's a message from God. And so there's a God with a message. Now, you better recognize God. You may not believe in God. You'd be a fool if you didn't. Amen. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But there's a message from God. Secondly, you'll find there's a son that is obedient. There's a son that is obedient. The Bible said in that the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. And so he's obedient to his Father. And his obedience showed in his life. He was fully obedient to the Father. The devil was the creation of God in the heavenlies, and he rose up against God and tried to set himself up as God, and God threw him out of heaven. But I'm telling you, brother, Jesus is the Son of God. He always has been the Son of God. He always will be the Son of God. And brother, he's without beginning, without ending. He is the Son of God. And so here we find in this, God, he got a son that's obedient. He told him what to say. He told him what to give unto his servant, to give unto John. He told him what to write down. And brother, he was an obedient son. Jesus is the example of obedience to those that are saved by the grace of God. We are to be obedient unto God. How many voices that we obey that's not of the Lord? I mean, how many things we do that's not of God? Brother, we're finite and fleshly in this world. We're carnal. I'm telling you, brother, but there's a God in heaven that's got a son named Jesus. There's nothing about him that's wrong. He's told us everything we needed to know. He told us everything God told him to say. And brother, we've got the message today and the Word of God preserved for every generation. I'm telling you, brother, we've got what God wants us to have today. So there's a son that is obedient, an obedient son. He showed his obedience by going to the cross. Amen. He's proved his obedience by going to the cross. He proved his sonship. He proved his deity by raising from the dead. He got up from the dead. He proved it, that he took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, took sin in the flesh, that we might obtain the rights of God in him. And brother, he took upon himself the likeness of sin, and he conquered that. Amen. He was fully obedient to God. He kept the law to the jot and to the tittle. He done everything that God told him to do. He spoke every word that God told him to speak. He did every miracle that God told him to do. I'm telling you, we've got an obedient son here. That ought to be an example for us today's children of God, to be obedient to the Lord. Be obedient to the Lord. You ought to be obedient in your prayer life. You ought to be obedient in your Bible reading. You ought to be obedient in your church attendance. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, you ought to be obedient at this, as the Son of God was. He did everything that God told him to do. And so there in that verse, we've got an obedient son. And then notice thirdly, we got a servant that is informed. A servant that is informed. A servant. Now, brother, if anything's got to be made known, you've got to have a servant there. You've got to have somebody that will do what you tell them to do. And that's what Jesus came to be, example of a servant. Amen. He became a servant. Amen. Thank God. And so he wants us to be obedient servants. And so in the chapter, Revelation chapter 1, you've got a servant. Amen. An obedient servant. He showed unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. He named the servant. Amen. Thank God, he knows when you're serving. Amen. He knows when you're obedient servant. He knows when you're doing what he said wants you to do. He knows all about us. He keeps track of us daily. Amen. He tracks us. Amen. Thank God for that. So there's an obedient servant in this chapter here today. And that's very important, that God is getting these things out. A life for the church through John on the Isle of Patmos on Revelation and sending to the seven churches that's in Asia, representative of every church age that's been since Pentecost. And it'll be all the way out to when Jesus comes back and gets the church. Amen. Thank God. And so there's the obedient servant of God, a servant that is informed. Amen. He's been informed by the Lord. Thank God he's been informed by the Lord. He told him what to write. He told him what to write. Praise God. And so he just picked his pen up and brother began to write. God began to give it to him. Thank God through the inspiration of the angel of God that was sending it to him. And through, of course, God used the Holy Ghost to pen down the rest of the Word of God by the Holy Ghost. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But here in this chapter, God is giving it to John through his servant by an angel and writing it down. He's giving it to the churches and writing it to us today. Boy, we're blessed of God because God hadn't forgotten about us. And thank God there's been some servants down through the years that's been informed of God. And God has told them some things and they've told them to us. And brother, it's benefited us spiritually and getting us in shape to go to heaven. And brother, we're blessed of God to be informed by the Lord. God sends a message to us. When your pastor gets up and preaches a message, you are informed of God. Amen. Thank God he sends us something through the Word of God. When the Bible is read, thank God he gives us the message through the Word of God. We've been informed of God. And then we find not only that, we find a prophecy that is revealed. A prophecy that is revealed. In the last part of chapter, verse 1, the Bible said, and show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. Amen. Which must shortly come to pass. I tell you, there's a prophecy revealed here. We find God showing us how it's going to be in the last time. He's putting it in writing. What we're to know about the last days. And the whole book of Revelation is yet future. And brother, he's telling us how it's going to be. Just exactly what's going to take place. Amen. We're in the church age. We're over in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, and already getting into chapter 4. We're already easing into the Laodicean church age. Brother, I'm telling you, the prophecy has been sent to us and been told what it's going to be, how it's going to be like. And brother, listen, it's already put down in black and white. God has preserved it for every generation, and we've got the Word of God today. We've got the prophecy that is revealed unto his servant, John. And John wrote it down just exactly like God told him to write it. Amen. Praise God for an obedient servant that's been informed of God. A prophecy that's been revealed by the servant of God. Amen. Then we find a servant that is also is obedient. He's also obedient. Amen. The Bible said, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace unto him from him which is and which was and which is to come from the seven spirit which is before his throne. I tell you, what did he do? I tell you what John did. I thank God he was obedient. Amen. He was obedient and writing down the things that God told him to write to the seven churches that's in Asia. Thank God he told him what to write. And so there's an obedient servant of God. John obeyed the Lord. Amen. Would to God that we could obey the Lord every time he speaks to us about things we need to do instead of not doing it, questioning it, and wondering if it's right. I tell you, when God speaks to our heart about something, we ought to do it. Amen. I tell you, we ought to do it. So we found but notice that and all that. We've got to look at verse 3. There's a blessing that is bestowed. A blessing that is bestowed. Oh, thank God. There's a blessing in this book. And you can rest assured the blessing of God is upon this book. Look what he said in verses 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth. Oh, there's a blessing on the ones that read the Word of God. Oh, thank God, be able to pick up the book of God and read God's Word to this generation, to every generation, and read the history, read the prophecy, read the present blessing. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, we've got a blessing. Just read the Word of God. Amen. I tell you, when you begin to read the Word of God, it'll begin to open up to you. Amen. Then we find it, and you know what'll happen when you start reading the Word of God? You'll get a spiritual ear. Amen. The Bible said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. You need a spiritual ear this morning to hear what God has got to say through the Word of God for your life today. And so there is the fact that God has given us a spiritual ear to hear what God has got to say. We need a spiritual ear. Praise God. And then we find something else in closing today. And we find, listen, there's a blessing that is bestowed upon the obedient servant. Amen. The last part of verses 3. Blessed is he that keeps the things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Blessed is he that keepeth the things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. So we've got the obedient servant of God that not only reads the Bible and not only hears the Bible, but he keeps the Bible. Are you doing what it says? Are we doing what it says today? Our failure to do what the Bible says is where we mess up and get ourselves not right with God. We ought to do what the Bible says. Amen. You want to find how to live? Look in the Bible. Want to find out how to talk? Look in the Bible. Want to find out where to go? Look in the Bible. Want to find out where not to go? Look in the Bible. You want to find out who not to be like? Look in the Bible. And everything, we've got the Word of God for every generation is given to us today. So the obedient, thank God, has heard and they have read and they have heard and they obey the Word of God that is given to those saints of God that's going to face the things of life. And John knew that. Jesus knew that they're going to face things in their lifetime in the last days, and they needed a word from the living God. Amen. So I'm glad God's real today. Amen. God is real today. Thank God for that. Well, I see your time is up this morning. God bless you. Is our prayer. You tune us in next Sunday. May God bless you. Get right with Him. Amen.